You have to go to a stag do for a weekend. You have to go to one of Vogue's friends' weddings, or you have to spend a weekend in prison. Which one are you picking?
I honestly think just for the experience, I'd go to prison. You know, you'd learn a lot, and I'm interested in all of that.
Sorry.
No,
so if I gave you the choice of going on a stag do, going to Vogue's friend's wedding, or going to prison, you'd pick prison.
Well, it depends on the friend, obviously, right? The stag do is out. I'd rather go to prison for the weekend than a stag do.
Yeah.
That is legit, by the way. I'm not trying to be funny. I would much prefer to spend 48 hours behind bars than go to Prague with a bunch of to get hammered on lager that I don't drink. Do you know what I mean? Just it's just total bullshit. Some wakes up with his face in a puddle, you know, with some bloke in lederhosen singing at him. Nobody speaks the language. You know, everyone's spending loads of money. It's just total horseshit. Right? No interest. In prison, at least, your cards are safe. You know, you're not going to lose your passport or anything in prison. And as long as they're going to release you after 48 hours, that's fine. And then the wedding is like, it depends on the friend, obviously. Like, I don't dislike Vogue's friends. I just don't really like weddings, full stop.
So what would you say to someone listening who's about to go on a stag do? What advice would you give them?
Honestly, if you have to consume alcohol, don't do it excessively. Drink some nice wine. Go somewhere interesting with beautiful views where there's some activities. Go like go-karting or skiing or something nice. Don't suddenly start going to strip clubs if you don't go to strip clubs habitually. What's the point? You're just going to get into trouble with your girlfriend and wives. Like, it's just bullshit.
It's the best advice I've ever heard.